Welcome, everybody. Shir number 862. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So, interesting concept. We spoke about last time, if somebody's eating cake together with coffee, right? So, they're now, and now they have to leave. They leave the building, whatever the case is. When they come back, so since they have the cake, the cake is not finished, or they didn't make an ala michya, even though the cake might be finished. So, what's happening is they established the kavias, and the kavias would go also on the coffee, even though in general, again, what's the halacha? We know in general, a person drinking a coffee, plain coffee, and they have to go out outside the building, right, even for a very short period of time, a few seconds or whatever the case might be, but that once they have to go out, they come back, a new bracha is needed on that same cup of coffee, and even if they continue to take the coffee with them. Let's say they're eating cake and coffee, right, or some type of mizonos, and they go out then, so on the mizonos you don't have to make a new bracha, we said last time, but on the coffee you would have to make, but since you have the mizonos with it, eating it together, in general, it's one established thing, if you want to call it, the kavias was formed, and it stays until a person would make the al hamichya on the cake. So, what I wanted to talk about, which is even more of a dava pashit, but wasn't such a dava pashit when I first thought about it, when I heard the question from one of our Bnei Chabura, who was nice enough to ask us the question. So, the question is like this: I sit down to eat a meal, right? Or I'm at a Suda, I'm at a Sheva Brachas, a Shabbos, whatever the case might be. And I washed and everything wonderful. Now I start to eat dessert, right? So for desserts, I'm eating fruits. And as we know, if somebody's eating fruit for dessert, you have to make a bracha, right? If I have I eat an apple for dessert, right? Even though I washed, and even though I had it in mind, it doesn't make a difference. The apple, one has to make a bracha on the apple, or anything else, chocolate, whatever the case is. In general, desserts, fruits, chocolates, candies, these all this different type of things, one would have to make a bracha, even though they washed. Oh, so now the question is like this. Good. I'm eating fruits, and I'm in the middle of eating my fruits. But now I had to run out. In other words, if I'm by a meal, it's like this. If I'm by a meal, I washed, right? So if a person has to go out for whatever reason, so when they come back, we discussed in the past, better not to go out to bench first. Okay, but be it as it may, that's not the issue right now. The question is, if for whatever reason the person had to go out to do a mitzvah or something, and they washed, so when they come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. There's no new hamoitzi, because by hamoitzi there's no shinei makom, and by mizonos there's no shinei makom, right? Shivas aminim and grape juice, all that, and wine we spoke about as a machlekes. We're not going to go through that again right now, but be it as it may, so good. So I don't have to remake the bracha. I had to go out of my house to do something, right? Real quickly, and I came back. So for the hamotzi, I don't have to make a new bracha. But now the question is, I started eating fruits. For the fruits, and I made the bracha, right? I made my bar priyates. I started eating an apple, an orange, whatever the case is, and that's my fruit. So I made my bracha, which you have to make a bracha on fruit in the middle of the meal. But now the question is, once I made the bar priyates, I'm in the middle of a fruit, and I had to go out. Now that I came back in, right, a new hamoiti I don't have to make, but do I have to make a new borei pri ha'etz for the fruit? Because, what do you mean? Fruit is shinei mokem. So the answer is, no, a person would not have to make a new borei pri ha'etz, even though on fruits we say it's shinei mokem. And if somebody just sits down to eat an apple or an orange or something like that, and they go out just dumb without washing, right, and then when they come back, they go out of the house. Again, we're talking about clearly when a person goes out of the house. Even for a short period of time, you have to be extremely careful with these things. Sometimes, UPS or whatever, you have to take the child off the bus, whatever the case might be. You have to be very careful. Once you go out, you're sort of stuck. You need a new brach when you come back. Okay, it's a little bit of machloikis. If it's only for like a second or two, some say to make a brach on something else. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, and according to major poskim, you would have to remake the bracha. So now, but the question is, but now the answer to our question is, since you're already washed and the kavir was there. In other words, you established the place, right? There's no shinai makim on the bread. So just like by the cake, which we saw last time, the cake and coffee, right? The person comes back in. You don't have to make a new bracha. on the coffee, on the cake for sure not. You went out of the house, you come back, you don't have to make a new bracha. You do not have to make a new bracha on the cake and not on the coffee. So kol v'chaimer for sure if somebody washed, right? So, but I just wanted to bring that point out. It's important that we have this in mind. So for sure, if somebody washed and they established a place by eating bread, and now we're talking about clear, they ate at least a kazayas of bread, because like we said, if somebody did not eat a kazayas of bread, we keep on chazering over and reviewing these halachas, because they're so important, and they come up on a daily basis, mamash on a daily basis. People, Baruch Hashem, gesund to hate, we should all be able to eat every day, three times a day, right? Some people even more, but be it as it may, we're constantly eating. Some people washing, not washing, whatever the case is, but we have to know these klolim. These are the basic klolim of Hilchas Brachas. If you don't eat the kazayis of bread, now you go out, you come back, you have to remake a moitzi, and you would have to rewash, probably without a bracha to rewash, without a netil sadam, you would have to make a moitzi. And if you don't eat a kazayis of mazonos, you go out, and now you come back, you would have to remake the mazonos. Let's just go back to the case from yesterday. If you did not eat a kazayas of cake, and now you went out, so and you took a sip of the coffee, right? You took a little bite of cake, not a kazayas, less than a kazayas, and a little bite of cake. You made a mazonos, and you drank a drop of the coffee, whatever the case is. Now you come back, you have to make a bracha again on both. On the cake, because you never established the place. You never ate a kazayas of cake. And you have to make a bracha on the... and you would have to make a new shahakal on the coffee. So that's an important thing also to keep in mind. Sometimes it happens, a person takes a little bite, they make a mazonos, a little bite, they took a little sip of the coffee, whatever, they made a shahakal, and then they had to run out. Now you came back, again, you're stuck because two brachas are needed. So one has to be very careful, the same thing with hamotzi, but assuming that you ate the kazayas, and now you're up to dessert, let's say, or even not up to dessert, the middle of the meal, you're eating fruits, you made a bracha, bar priho eats, now you go out, so when you come back, right, you come back, I'm assuming shorter period of time we're talking about, obviously you come back, so a new bar priha eitz would not have to be made, since a person ate a kazayas of the bread and they established the place and they did not bench yet. That's the other point, they did not bench yet. So although they made a bar priha eitz on the apple, orange, or whatever right before they went out, now when they came back they would not have to remake another bar priha eitz, because it sort of schleps after the bread until after Birchas HaMazon, until after the bench. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch Hakol Tov.